So I want to talk to us a little bit about faith. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance, the tangible substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. So we're believing for something, and our faith will eventually bring it to us. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The Message Bible puts it this way. This faith is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It's our handle on what we cannot see. It is by faith that we realize that we are loved. Now, faith has to be tested. Faith is always has to be tested. And sometimes we really don't know what we truly believe until we're tested. You see, sometimes our faith has to be tested so that we will know just exactly where we stand. Because we never want to get into battle and suddenly realize our faith is not where it needs to be in order to stand the battle. So he brings us to tests and trials at different times in order for us to see where our faith is. And so we must be willing to go through the test. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Simon Peter says this, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who obtain like precious faith with us by the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Simon Peter calls a faith that we walk in a most precious faith. In other words, he's saying it's not something ordinary. It is something that's very, very precious. And if we will think of our faith as something that is precious, then we're going to do everything that we can do in order to feed our faith to cause it to grow. Because faith comes as a seed. And as a seed comes into our lives, it's up to us to decide what we do with that seed. We can either ignore that seed of faith that may have been imparted to us, or we can do something to cause it to grow. When you're born again, when you come into the kingdom of God, you want to know that God's future starts for you at that point. I mean, it's not when you get over there in the sweet by and by, but right now, God has a goal for you. He has a future for you. He has a joy for you to live out your life here on earth, being filled with the joy and blessing of God. Right now. Remember Jesus said this, he said, when I return upon the earth, will I find faith on the earth? If he doesn't find faith on the earth, then there'll be no evidence of his victory upon the earth. You see, God desires us to walk in faith because he wants to prove to all the principalities and powers that my people, whom I am living through and moving through, are a victorious people. They are a people of faith that even in a kingdom of darkness, they can live victoriously because of his power working in us. If you've called on the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you've been born again into the kingdom of God. You are a success. You are. Your heavenly Father is your daddy, and he's watching over you, and he cares about you. You are a success, whether you feel like it or not. You are a success. And God wants to prove it in your life. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So how important it is to have faith. How important it is to believe. Because we can't please God without it. We can't please God without this faith. So you and I must come to him, first believe that he exists and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. If our faith is strong, then our foundation is strong. And when you build something on a strong foundation, it's solid. You don't have to worry about it crashing one day. It is solid if the foundation is firm. Now the enemy will do what he can to wash away the foundation of faith. And many have been spiritually shipwrecked because they've allowed the enemy to erode the foundation. You see, our faith increases as we read and hear the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing the Word of God. Now, it's not just something that you do one time. We continue to do it over and over again. So that seed of faith that has been planted on the inside of us will grow and grow and grow and begin to produce. So a seed is very powerful. A seed can grow into something huge. A seed is something that needs to be looked after and watered. And if you'll stir your faith up, you'll begin to realize that there's an awareness growing on the inside of you of what God wants to do on the inside of you. But I want to declare to you today that you have an opportunity to grow in faith. You have an opportunity to be a mighty man or woman of God as if you will exercise your faith, if you will cause your faith to grow by having the Word of God wash over you over and over and over again.